We're going to begin the council meeting for Wednesday, July 10th, 2019, with call to order. Connie Breeze, Mike Shields, Don Greiner, Mike Harper, myself, Daniel Richard. We have a quorum. Will you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so very much. Can we have our added agenda items?
Yes. Mr. Mayor, I'd like to add two agenda items. Number one would be the introduction of Scott Orman, our new EDCO Economic Development Director for Sun River Lapine. And then the second item would be a discussion regarding the LOC.
We're going to open the council meeting to public comments. Do we have any public comments at this time? If we do, please approach the bench and you'll give us your name and address. That would be very nice. Okay, so we have no comments. We're going to move into number six, our consent agenda, which includes minutes for June 26, 2019, and faculty and staff reimbursements. Have everybody reviewed the consent agenda?
Yes.
We have a motion to approve the
motion. We approve the consent agenda.
Okay, we have a first and a second. All those in favor of our consent agenda?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Okay, we'll pay the bills.
Mr. Mayor, I forgot to specify if we could put the introduction of Scott on as number 6.5 so he can go home. That would be great. We'll see if we can wait till other matters. But, so if we could do that.
Considering it.
Okay,
let's move it to 6.5. If we might be introduced to our new economic director.
Sure, so Scott can come forward. This is Scott Orman. He is our new economic development director for Sun River Lapine. He comes very well qualified. We're excited to have him. He was the top candidate for both the hiring committee and the EDCO board.
Really excited to be here. I've met a couple of you already. I just wanted to give you a brief overview of my background as well as what EDCO's mission is, and I've handed out the flyer for everybody that I'll be included in. In the six agenda items, I will be publishing something that shows what EDCO actually does for businesses within the community. So they might not be actual things that we've done in Lapine, but what we've done for the community in Central Oregon, whether that's Ben, Andres, Crainville, some of our other area directors as well. So that'll come with some of those six major points. So that should be kind of like a spark plug to let everybody understand how you might be able to utilize me for the businesses within the local community. And then ultimately what my goals are and what I should be delivering to both Sun River and Lapine together. As for my background, I came from the military. I started my moving into special forces for about the last 9 years. Then I moved out to take on distribution supply chain roles with Target Corporation. In multiple states, and then worked as a strategic director, or the director of strategic planning for privately owned companies. Also worked for a co-op for hardware wholesale, which is like Ace or True Value. And I ran distribution centers all over the country. And then the last few years, I've been working my own consulting job, my own consulting company here in Central Oregon, Portland, and Seattle. And was absolutely looked on paper like a perfect fit for me and what I wanted to do with my family, like it was written right for me and what my skill sets are. Any questions for me right out of the gate?
When does Target move in?
Target. Start working on that. I understand we have a few plots of land available for some industrial stuff that I'm planning to do.
Okay, so thank you so much, Scott. We're going to move into our fiscal year 2019-2020 annual community funding requests. We've kind of broken this up into a couple different categories. One are TRT requests and one are community funding requests. We're going to start with TRT funding. Is there someone here from the Lapine Park and Recreation?
Did you want me to give an overview real quick?
Sure.
Just for the council and the community. ERT funding request is basically dollars that are, they have strings attached. They're usually used, or they're supposed to be used promotionally for advertising and promoting events, festivals that pull people in from over 50 miles away. The community funding request comes from general fund dollars, and those can be used for anything that the council is worthy of giving the dollars to. We have discussed, we've had some conversations with the attorney, we've had some conversations. The TRT funding requests will most likely change next year. What will happen is those dollars will be put into a fund that will be used for advertising or festivals and events, and the city will contract and have those dollars spent on advertising. So they will pay for the advertising, they will put together the advertising and basically do the advertising for the festival or the fund. So they won't necessarily be given directly to the festival or the event. They'll be used internally for dollars being basically what the strings are. We've been a little laxed with how we give them out. We're not sure. Next year it'll probably be a different scenario and setup, and that's for just so the council knows too. Community funding will not change. So the budget now will change with how the budget committee and the council sees fit, but just wanted to let you all know that.
And so is anyone here from the Park and Recreation Foundation?
It's regarding Music in the Pines.
Yes.
So Chad Carpenter and I were going to be here. So we had requested last year money from you to help us to that 3,800, we had 31 buck. We have over 3,800 people last year, and it was a fabulous turnout. And this year we're going to have that or more. And so we were asking the city to help bring forward income to help with either the advertising or the bands or whatever it's going to take to run this. And so I had come in with my proposal at $3,000. How you doing, Mike? And then Chad said that his grant, he had asked for $2,500. So that's the basis that I'm here for Music in the Pines. Again, I had brought it up that Mid-Oregon Credit Union said that they would do it for the last year. They said they would do it for the next 3 to 5 years. Now, what I understand, it's up to almost 5 to 7 years. They really want to have this well-established for Lapine.
So much. Does anybody have any questions?
If I'm reading the paperwork correctly, you guys are pretty self-sufficient. Or are we included under the sponsorships?
Well, I put your name on that banner with a whim thing. Law of Attraction would come with that banner because we had to get the banner. You guys have moved the date for our meetings now. It's like, okay, so your name is on our banner as one of the sponsors because we had you last year on there.
But what I'm saying is
put in money, the city has been fabulous, but each band is $3,000 over, each band. And we have them up until, I believe, now the second Tuesday of September, we extended it. And so the monies that I've done most of all the raising, HD did bring in $2,500, which was just outstanding. And the people in this community want it, and I want the city to be involved in it. For we brought people last year from Matters and Prairieville. It was great.
It's great.
It says you made a net profit of $1,000.
Yes.
What it shows sponsorship of $15,000 was what we donated last year under that.
Yes, that's correct. And okay. So when Chad filled that out, well, we had excess money. We bought a bunch of tents to keep people from out of the heat.
I think
we bought 5 of them at Costco.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, do you have a
We don't have a count for that. What we started the very first day last year was over 500 people, just the very first event. And it has just grown and grown. And last, I didn't get to be there, but we had a storm and we opened up the Parks and Rec. Chad did. I wasn't there, and it was just packed inside of the building.
I was there. It was
it's packed. And so it's just like, okay, you know, so Chad did a great job. I was at Shelter Cove.
Well, and I believe that, but do you have a...
Because I asked some people through the crowds, and I knew some of them, and it was Prineville, it was Madras, Crescent, Gilchrist. It was really wonderful, but I do not get count for that.
You don't have to buy tickets.
Yeah, you don't buy tickets, so it must be hard.
Don?
No question.
Mike Harper?
I don't see income.
Oh, yes, it's $20. So we're way down on our vendors. They did not make money last year. We're way down.
Did they not?
Mm-mm.
Wow, I see.
No, we have like 5 vendors, I believe, not counting the food trucks.
I've went to all the events. If I'm in town, I love them. We're have a wonderful time. I see the Lions usually packed with people.
Yeah, they ran out of beer last year.
Yeah, yeah. So, but only a $20 charge for them to be a vendor.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well, I mean, I'm pleased that
you... No, we're brand new.
Right.
So we'll charge you when you want to set up a shop or something.
Yeah.
A little bit more.
No, we're happy with the... Yeah, it's been good advertising. It's been a good thing for the city.
Right. And I'm going to be president of Rotary next year, and I'm asking them this year to be involved in it for next year, the Pines and River Rotary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess my turn. Where do you advertise? How do you advertise?
Well, we have a beautiful Facebook page, thanks to Chad. He's really techie on that. We have flyers. The Newberry Eagle has done a wonderful splash for us. They made a mistake. They posted last year's dates this year, and boy, did they make up for it. They put a bunch of flyers out, and they did a fantastic. A lot of it's word of mouth, and of course, it's the signs on the banner that was donated by Lapine Sign Shop. And it's a lot of other people's Facebook page, like all of my Windermere clients and...
Right, but that's not an expense.
No.
Where do you advertise out of town at to bring people from 50 miles away?
The Newberry Eagles, all that I know of. The Chambers helped us, but we have not.
Wise Buys too, right?
Yes, Wise Buys.
Right.
I'm sorry. Yes, thank you. And that's a cost.
Right. Because both of those get from over 50 miles away. That's what I'm trying to bring.
Yes,
here.
Thank you.
All right, that was my whole thing. Are we doing these individually?
Yes, I would.
Okay, so I guess I'll entertain a motion to fund this project and for what amount we should fund it.
I move that...
The first and second to fund the TRT request for Lapine Park and Recreation Music in Lapine for $2,500 again this year. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay. Sounds like it's going to be
a
good year for the music.
See you next year. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you, B.
Okay, so our next TRT request is from the Band of Brothers for the Wall That Heals. Do we have someone here that would like to say anything?
They're on the committee to bring the Wall That Heals to Lapine. Doing great work in fundraising in town, but we're still short of our $20,000 goal. Costs $10,000 just for the wall. Vietnam Veteran Memorial Fund helps us with. They supply the logos, they supply the layout for flyers and banners. We have a media, have enough notice. We
sure.
Don't find out until November if we got it or not. At that time, we'll have the dates that they've chosen and the dates we submitted. So we just kind of got some other expenses or fuel for the generators. We have water to all our volunteers. They're going to be working long hours, and we need to staff it overnight. So our overnight people are going to need coffee to keep them going all night long. T-shirts for our volunteers so that you can pick us out of a crowd. We're also going to buy caps, so if it is really crummy weather, which it may, could be, caps that are really visible, bright colors, probably orange or red, so you can pick us out while we've got all our coats and umbrellas and everything else. We've got lights, we've got the Frontier Grounds and the rodeo have both gotten with us. Once we get the wall and the dates, we're going to have to offer.
Yes.
Both sites have power now, so we may not have to have generators. All cannot be dark. It has to be lit all night.
Thank you so very much. I think we've already, you know, committed to a certain extent of seeing this, you know, happen for the well-being of the community. I just think we need to formally, you know, take a little funding vote.
They advertised for us on their site in Washington, D.C. So when I worked the wall before and was on the committee, we had people from surrounding states all over the United States following that wall.
We greatly appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You betcha. Thank you.
Do you have any questions?
I missed it if you said the 9,000 that you have down on your sheet for current pledges, does that include what the city?
Mike, do you have any questions?
No, I don't have any questions.
I see. It looks like after we give the $5,000, if we decide to do it, they're still short 20. Somewhere that has to be brought up, too. I'm definitely in favor of at least the $5,000 money.
Sir, we're not $22,000 short. I'm sorry.
$1,300.
There you go.
Did you already count in the counties?
No, sir.
See, exactly. So,
I don't have any promise right from the county yet.
Yeah, so they're doing good.
Okay.
Mike Harper?
No, I have no questions.
Okay, so then I guess we'll entertain a motion to take and fund this, and for how much?
I make a motion that we approve funding.
Okay, we have a first and second to fund the wall that heals. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? Okay, thank you so very much, Michelle, for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so that ends our TRT funding request. We're going to move into community funding requests. Do we have any representatives here from the High Lakes Car Club?
And they were told they really didn't have
I understand. It's just my job.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. Letting the council know. Doesn't mean they don't want the funding.
Well, sorry. Moving right along, our next funding request is... No. Yes, so apparently, is there any discussion about the High Lakes Car Club's requested amount versus their previously funded amount, since they're not here in person?
I question the increase in funding.
Clarify, this is the community funding request, so
right.
These requests are just kind of generally open to funding community events.
Right.
This doesn't have to meet the TRT.
The 50 mile.
Yeah, right. No I criteria.
Understand.
Right.
I understand, but it's still... and everything being done is the site, then it doesn't really, you know.
It kind of ends up being like money so that they can look good to donate money for somebody else. And that, to me, if they're self-sufficient, then maybe it's time.
Yeah, definitely.
That's
not
my
more,
I think the car club does great things, but if they're
right.
becoming self-sufficient, then maybe it's time to
find
something.
Yes, I agree 100% with Mike and Connie. I mean, I enjoy going to the car club. I enjoy going down to see, walking around and all that. But it shows in their budget that they're already making a profit of $5,000 or almost $5,500. So how much do they need? And then it looked to me like amount that they were getting between the, they would pay for the advertising, they would give the scholarship fund and take the credit for it.
Right.
I think it's a little myself.
Well, and it seems to me that we financed them getting going and getting started here. Now they're running, they're making money.
Yeah, they're hardworking volunteers there. They do a lot, but that's
yeah.
what it's supposed to be.
That's
yeah.
what it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And we supported them
fine.
Getting them there.
A lot of hard work.
Oh, yeah.
Right, I kind of had the same feeling as the other counselors, even to the point of they request money for t-shirts that they're going to sell rather than give away, and I don't know if the t-shirts even state that they're sponsored by the City of La Pine. So what we'll do is we'll entertain a motion to fund them, and for what amount? Does anybody want to start this? They're asking for $2,000, and previously I think that we have provided them with $1,500 before.
Profit.
Okay. Do we We have a motion for...
Mr. Mayor, I'll make a motion that we donate instead of $2,000, it'll be $500.
I second that motion.
We have a motion and second to fund the car club for $500 in hopes that they'll be more self-sufficient on their own. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, so then they got some good money to help them. $500 is a good deal. Our next thing is the Lapine Community Kitchen. Do we have anybody here that would like to say anything?
I think my imagination.
Are there any younger people here?
Wait till next Wednesday morning. The insults I have to put up with is just terrible. Especially from Marie. Of course, we're right, Jim Fleming, I'm president of the board for the Community Kitchen. One of the things that's happening this, and I didn't see it last year, or it should be on the transit factor, because that's, transit people are coming in now. Last week, we had a family of four, two young boys, they were living in their van. They were there for 3 days, they're gone. Yesterday morning, I walked into the side of the building there for something, and I looked over the corner, a guy sleeping in the corner. He came in for lunch, then left, he had his bite, and he left. A young lady came in last week carrying a big old bed, sleeping bag, a pack, and something else. And she came in and had something to eat, and that was like Thursday last week. She's still coming in, she came in today. But one thing about her, she comes in and she'll help. She did dishes, you know, whatever she could do, she can help. That's the kind of people we're getting, and then of course, summertime, we've got the kids. Kids are, young boys in today, I don't know where their parents were, they ate pretty good. Problems that we're having, and it's more of an increase, and of course, this time of the year, it's a dry season for money coming in. There's always got some grants out, I haven't heard any yet from them. Transits are costing us more in food, more fuel for the truck. They're using the facilities, so whatever they want, they just keep going on and on and on. And we don't have a sustainable income. We got some people that donate every month, they'll send a check for $5, $10, $20, need about $6,000 or $7,000 to keep going. And we only have one employee. Bills I paid, today I paid five checks out for close to $1,600, just today. More bills come in for us than one. But this is why we need money, always underneath for it.
I noticed that this year is the first year that you've asked for funding, is, have you asked before and been turned down, or have you not asked?
I don't know if we have. I was never in that part.
Right, I just would ask, because I noticed we didn't do anything last year.
This was when I started on the 10th of last month, it was laying on the desk.
Every little bit helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I gave it to Kim.
I just have another question. On our overall budget projections, we projected getting over $600,000. Is that a normality for?
No, that's the total value of everything.
That's the value of the property, the building?
Everything we have. That's the total value.
Because I was wondering how that, value went out.
It's not cash.
That's where I'm...
I wish it was.
Just that's not explained very well, that's why I was wondering how that...
That's the total value of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that, Kim here, we were doing good, because she was really on it, she got really, really good with her, and then we had some problems. Had to straighten everything out.
Right.
We need to keep the funding to keep going.
Yes. Interim funding.
Yeah, interim funding.
Yes.
I think we got three grants out now, next month, but it's gonna be 3 months down the line before you get a check.
Now, are these grants that you have coming in, are these part of the foundation grants that you're hopefully expecting, you haven't received yet?
And I don't remember the top of the top, my head what it was, but it was like for 15, or, for a general purpose, in other words, you can pay bills, you buy food, you, everything along the line. So it's going to be, you're limited. It has, if it says it's for a certain thing, that's what it goes for, it can't be going for anything else. Of course, if the money's there for this one project, it's a lot of good it does. The more general purpose grants we get, the better.
Yes, I agree totally. Connie, do you have any questions for Jim?
What are grants? Do you have someone now?
Yeah, Kim Heffernan, that used to be here, she's doing it.
She's going to take it back over?
Tomorrow, we're going to have a meeting here, the board of directors is going to have a meeting, and we're discussing the ED doing all the work. We're going to have a presenter, and this is just up in the air, it's not finalized yet. Element executive, she'd be the face of the kitchen, the person is the kitchen manager. She takes care of the floors and the kitchen itself. And we hired the cook we hired, he taught the cook that's at Prairie House. So foundation type cook, he's not a line cook. He knows how to do, he's an institutionalized cook, that's what it was. And he knows how to prepare the food.
Well, and my reason for, I think the community kitchen does great things, I mean, I've heard a lot of good things.
I have problems, just getting around it, we have problems, and almost every day I'm trying to put out, you know, kill the rumors.
Sure. I get, my point is though, is that, you know, do you have a plan moving forward? Are we just sticking a Band-Aid on something that doesn't have a plan, or?
We want it, the EDs are getting burned out, is what they are, because they're doing so much. But that, with two people, instead of just having, we're going to hire out. It'll save us money doing that, instead of hiring a bookkeeper. All books are up to date, and so forth.
Mike?
Thank you.
Been down there, it's been years actually since I've stopped in there.
Today we got $4. Yesterday was like $9. Almost, yeah, almost the same, except.
For a lot of people that could afford.
Yeah, for some reason we're getting a lot of transits this year. And the ones that live out the woods, they're coming in.
Yeah, well, that I get, but the other part, I see a lot of people that are down there.
Yeah.
That I know could afford, and I don't know if you have any regulations or any way to regulate.
Almost everyone we have coming in is on fixed income, social security. I don't know where they live. One of the problems we have, we can't, when they come in to get things, the city they live in, that's about it.
Yeah.
You know? Your family, you know? Because of the, as far as produce goes, it goes by the size of the family. How much food they get. Some people in there, you know, I mean, they could go on a diet for a couple of years and not worry about it.
Yeah.
And then they're coming out with, you know.
Exactly what you mean, because I, when in my opinion, there that I reasonably know that they can afford it because they go other places. But we can't say anything either.
We can't either.
And firmly behind the community kitchen. And if there's anybody that, in the community that needs the money, especially after weekend and all of that that you had to go through. So I'm definitely.
That was a godsend, in one way. It was bad that it was broken in. But the amount of, when it went on the news, on the television, the amount of pouring in of people coming in, it's all the way from Madison, bringing tons of food. My God, it was great. You know, and money. But as we go so far, you know.
It's dried up.
Yeah. Well, we got, Tuesday morning, we got a big load from Neighbor Impact in Redmond. That's gone. That was gone that day. There's nothing left.
Have we been able to secure our site?
Well, the door you can't get in anymore, it's a steel door, and it's got a 4x4 bar in the back behind it. One of the guys that comes in and eats, he made all iron gate for all the windows. He just made himself and put them in. We'll allow that. Yeah. Even though he might be able to afford something else, we'll allow that. For that kind of work, yes. So we've secured that. I've got a security system that Shelter Cove gave us, and I'm trying to find somebody to install it. And it's a really good one. So I want to install it in certain areas. We had another break-in last year. They kicked the door in, and when he went and got cupcakes and a soda. Ruined the door to get cupcakes and a soda, and the police think he lives in Gilchrist. Now we have to replace the door. It cost $150 to replace the whole darn door. I mean, this is... So, what happens?
Mike? Yeah, I know you do a lot for the community, Jim.
We try.
I mean, that's part of why I'm really pushed to have a sidewalk on Finley Butte.
There's one guy, I haven't seen him in a while, he was going up and down with an electric wheelchair.
Yeah, is that his name?
Yeah, and just going up the road.
Yeah.
It's dangerous. I know y'all do a lot for the community. I know there's been a lot of change and numbers you have on here. You're absurd.
Well, I haven't seen the thing to report.
Oh, okay.
It wouldn't be exactly up to date.
Yeah.
Like to see it.
Oh. I'm still recuperating from the rodeo. Well, if you weren't such a slave driver.
That's right.
Yeah, so it's got an estimate of $30,000 in donations, but you've only brought in about $18,500.
Oh, okay, let me see what you got here. See where the expenses are on the other side of the sheet, what they caught there. Especially in the summertime, I don't know if anybody's bought over there. Ice chests we have, refrigerators we have. We have household ones. And they are not efficient at all. And they really eat up the juice. Foundation grants estimated, but you can see what we got. Estimated $129,000, we got $7,500.
Yeah.
Well, gas for the moon, you might get a pebble.
That's just where it's concerning.
Yeah.
Because you've gotten about 8% of your projected entire
year. Right, right.
Now,
I don't know how, what the
seventh month.
I don't see a date on this.
That was from, it was from March, from
March.
The original ask that.
That's from March.
Okay, that's only March, so that is about a quarter of the year. That's
yeah.
When I was doing the math on it, it looked, your rent looked like about a quarter of the year.
Yeah. And I took over on the 10th, we had about $7,000 in the bank. When I got done with the bills, we had $2,000. That was just 1 month.
Yeah, it looks like here we've lost nine.
So. I hope anybody, you know, if we get food from neighboring banks, we can get a lot of food for a small amount of money. And then they turn around when they have excessive peanut butter cookies. They were giving us cases of it. They wanted to get rid of it. You know, matter of fact, that family that we're living in the van, we gave them a couple boxes, you know, for the kids. In the room. And you never know what you're gonna get for free.
Yeah.
You know?
When like they'd said, I mean, I travel them down the street all the time. I see the same
people. Oh yeah, the same people come in.
Yeah.
Then we have
them other places, part at the bar.
You'll see other people coming in. Or they'll be sitting out in the lawn with their camping gear or whatever the heck they carry around with dreadlocks. And he carries his backpack and his bedroll with him wherever he goes. Another guy that was a volunteer, really nice young guy, and he got a job. So he wants to volunteer.
That's good.
It's good for him, but not for us.
Yeah. You lost the chef and a couple other people?
He wanted to go back up to Paulina, or East Lake.
Oh, okay, works it.
And which is fine. But he was more of a line cook. Not an institutional cook.
Right.
Institutional cook knows how to prepare one meal for a bunch of people.
Right.
You know, and the guy we got out of here, and it's good food. Made from scratch pizza.
Nice.
Pepperoni, Hawaiian, whatever you stretch you want. So he's doing good. He's doing really good.
I move that we approve the funding request of the Pine Community Kitchen in the amount.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Looks like you get your money.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for all the good you do for our community.
You're welcome. Here, you can have your. And I can be such a dictator next year.
So, our next funding request is for the Band of Sisters and the Veterans Parade in Chalkbeat. Is there anyone here? Okay, so I spoke with Kay Nelson myself today, and she said at this time she really only needs $500 for the Veterans Parade, possibly in the future, because there are some other patriotic events that she would like to take and undertake. But at this time, she really only needs $500, and that would be for the Chili Feed and Parade. So that's what she told me. We'll open the discussions up, Connie.
Just that I've had similar discussions with Kay, and she's obviously very humble about what they do and what they need, and they run on a pretty lean budget, excellent job for what they put on, and
Correct.
And so, but if she only needs that much, then?
At this time, she may come back to the council if she needs additional funding for additional events, but for the Veterans Parade and $500.
Okay, thank you.
I don't, not familiar with this group at all, but it sounds reasonable to me.
She told me that there's like, there's a person that wants to have an additional patriotic America Day, largest amount of people within our capita that are veterans. There's other things that are in mind. It said for this, for the exact event that is listed, the Veterans Day in Chili Beach. Don?
Well, you know, I think what's really honorable about this is that she told you, in all honesty, that they could get by with $500. Option of coming back because she's being.
I agree with Don 100%. I also am impressed by their request documentation. Everything's detailed in here.
So we'll entertain a motion for funding the Veterans Parade and Chili Feed and for an amount.
I'd like to make a motion that we fund the Veterans Chili Feed for $500. And how would we word that?
So we'll entertain we have a first and a second for funding the Veterans Day Parade and Chili Feed for $500. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Perfect. Kay will be very happy. Thank you so very much. All right, so our next committee funding request is for the Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Central Oregon. Do we have anybody here that would like to speak? Is there any discussion about the $425 requested amount?
They've never come.
I think they came to a meeting a couple meetings ago. You might have been gone.
Oh.
But they did do a presentation. Yes. I think that $425 actually there. They got grant money to come to a pint, but that money was.
Matches for 9 months during match activities, $50 for a man and a child to go out and. I'd say we give them $500 just in case they get an opportunity to make more matches, Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
We'll entertain a motion for funding the Big Brother, Big Sister of Central Oregon match activities. Do we have a motion?
I make a motion that we approve.
A first and a second for $425. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? All right, well, that'll help them out a lot. That's very good. Okay, so that pretty much covers our community funding requests. We're going to move to item number 8, which is landscaping and streetscape improvements at City Hall. Do we have like a staff report about that?
Yes, you do. You have it in front of you.
We have a funding request.
Yeah, the City Hall has a funding
City
request.
City Hall has a funding request. Yes, you have a staff report provided to you along with a proposal from the contractor that they're west side of the parking lot. A lot of activity at City Hall lately because of construction and development. And you notice a lot of people use that part of the parking lot as a parking area, which is starting to take a toll on the asphalt. We saw the opportunity to fix that problem and do like a facelift in that area as well. So that area, make it a nice area and to put some up to prevent people from parking over there. Questions, I'll be glad to answer those. I did provide a staff report that broke that down.
Did
I just
any
gave
other
it.
Bits?
What's that?
Did you have any other bits?
I haven't gotten any others, no.
Some dog walking over there and don't bother to pick up the mess that the dog is leaving for that, or at least to have a reason to go out and say, hey, if you want to have.
Yeah, some of them do, some of them don't. I looked at several options of just placing boulders along there, and I looked at the price of boulders right now, and if we invest over here, might as well do it right. Bring a drip line over and make it look nice. Don't do it, it would not include another picnic table, no. We could add that in the future, though.
Right.
And the real to eat lunch, and so putting the table out there was great. Oh, right, where you're trying to eat lunch. So, you know, we just want to make it a little.
We actually get quite a few people using that area.
Yeah, they are. We've seen people sit there, yeah.
It's one of the best views in Opine, I think. for sure.
They went around there. They took motorcycles.
It would be cheaper than building the break room.
I didn't mind people using the parking lot, but I didn't want people parking in here because you start bringing all kinds of stuff when you park in here. So I allowed them to walk in and sit with a chair. But I didn't walk in and take out all the coolers and leaving all the garbage like that. They got a couple of them.
Well, I think it's a reasonable request. As always, I think that, and it's, we're growing and it's not acceptable.
There's advantages to getting another bid company that we're already involved with. And one of the things that I, we were to get a lower bid and they put the payment, chances are we have the one that lost the bid that does everything else for us out there. Mixed feeling. I know that we should get a second bid. I think maybe got another bid and then not be bound to take the one that meets the.
But it does seem like a lot of money for a small area. I understand what Don's saying, but you might upset the company that does the work.
Yeah, everything's really different right now.
To even get companies in,
But it seems like it, for half a day, it's like $2,000. It's like, ooh.
Yeah. It's like a small area for it to be 10K.
Today, this company sends us not one bill. If I'm not mistaken, there was 7 or 8 bills that they sent us. Why we can't incorporate that all under one contract instead of having 7 or 8 different bills that we have to approve?
No, we could do it that way. They just break it up per section in town because town historically was broken up, all the landscaping. Now there's some more continuity to it. So if you know feasibly, we could put all those together under one. It's still under one contract. They just break it up for invoices so that we can see.
They don't have to send us a half a dozen bills.
Right. That's, council prior, 4 or 5 years ago when they first started, they wanted it broken up.
I'm the one that looks at the bill. I prioritize it now.
Yeah. It'd be easier for me if it was all under one, for sure. I agree.
And they are giving us, it is a really good deal.
Different contractors on landscaping, and these are by far the best to work with. Not just because of price-wise, but they're very attentive to our needs, they're very respectful in the community, and they're local.
I know they handle a lot of business. For me. They have a lot of businesses in town. Mm-hmm.
We can definitely get another bid.
Okay, I have one additional question. This bid is for installation only, not for maintenance on that section. What would the additional, would you estimate the additional maintenance would be once it's landscaped?
I would imagine it'd be pretty minimal, no mowing and stuff like that. We could probably put it on not a bi-weekly like they would do on the other areas, but maybe a monthly during the summer, clean up through there.
And I'm just trying to say, if we're gonna landscape it, how much does it cost to maintain it?
Right, and they are our current providers for maintenance for the other areas in town.
So, do we have a consensus to obtain more bids for this project, Connie?
That's what I feel, yes.
I think that we should, yes.
Don?
We need to realize that the city manager approval to sign any bid up to $1,000. So I think the firm.
Yeah, I think Phil, we should get another bid.
It's the consensus that we'll leave it to your discretion, but we'd kind of like to see more than one bid.
We'll definitely get another bid.
The limited amount that you can award a bid.
To get multiple offers, but you're not required to put it out for bid. Well, and that's a push in 10.
Yeah.
It could go over.
Well, and so. I brought it to you. No big deal. We will get it. Just figured this. These people are already doing our landscape.
Great
big deal.
Idea.
Yeah.
Yes, city manager and Melissa both have been pretty forthcoming in making sure that when they signed the contract, well, they brought it to the council so that they were aware of what the count of it before they signed it. So I don't think we have to worry too much. I think we've been treated quite well. And they have a chance to analyze it, time to select the contractor.
Okay, so we're gonna move into our next item, which is another matter, the LOC expenses. Want a staff report or do you want to discuss this?
I just did this because you had talked about wanting the cost that I bring you back, the cost of what the conference is, what travel would be. I did just three quick options just to start the discussion. Staff has no opinion at all, so this is for you to decide as a council.
Thank you. So you want to open up the discussion. Connie, what is your opinion?
Having attended the conference in the past,
I'm not going to charge something for it, so you're better to stand and bend if I don't have to.
I personally go for option one. I think, you know, we should throw another option right there to go to breakfast early. And
personally, I'm not attending the conference, so I don't really. All right. Well, let's take a vote. All those in favor of option one, since I think that's our two options, option one.
Aye.
I guess I'll.
All those in favor of option three. Okay, like option one, I think that's probably in the best interest of the council.
Well, that lets me get the opportunity.
Little bling bags.
Sure. I left my bling bag at the last one.
Do you have any idea, pardon me, do you have any idea what hotel that you would be?
It's at the River House.
Oh, okay, because I was up there for a meeting and fell across the street and trying to get back and forth across that street.
Well, can I bring up something related to LLC? Our city, even.
Oh.
Was the Ashland your first one?
No.
Or that they.
Oh, they did that in Eugene, didn't they?
Some of them do. We weren't at the same hotel though, so it was a little bit. But we did go because Prineville had theirs because they won an award. It's something that we may want to start looking at now. Is there something? So just.
Good use for TRT funds.
Well, it
yeah,
is.
We're advertising all the area, like the rodeo and the Frontier Days and the park show and all of the things that bring people.
Well, I know that the chamber does some kind of tourism.
Will they do that, Laura?
Well,
they might.
They should. I think they use our funds.
Yeah, after all the funds we need to inquire, explain to them our needs and that they would contribute.
Oh, and if there's a project or something that we want to showcase the, wastewater, and I just wanted to throw it out there that we should probably.
Fear on my face, so busy, who's going to do this?
And all that, that'd be something that they'd like to know.
And so I think that we've decided option one would be just fine. Thank you so much. All right, so we're done with our other matters. We're going to be open for public comments again. Do we have any public comments?
I just want to say thank you again.
Who are you?
Well, you got to figure he's a Marine. They forget a lot.
I don't have crayons.
Mr. Mayor, I think that was the oldest person here. So.
No, wait a minute now.
Okay, so no public comments other than thank you. And so do we have staff comments?
It looks very positive for that USDA 50,000 possibility. Could happen that we could actually want to be. Had a long 3-hour meeting with her today, so that's exciting. I did get, for your FYI, I did get the Travel Oregon grant in. I don't know about it. I've never dealt with it before. I don't know how that works. We might not get it. But if we do, that would even be more money, more exciting. And that's about all I have.
Yes, been busy, obviously. Lean crew lately. There's two of us right now. And
we need two people?
We need two people, and we had 5 interviews yesterday, so we'll see how that shakes out.
The only thing I have is that we have tickets to the Deschutes County Fair and Rodeo. We were provided with 6 tickets, so if each of you would like one, or if someone wants two. Otherwise, I'm not sure what to do with them. We've sponsored them, and they're using our banner at Deschutes County Fair and Rodeo. And so in return, July 31st through August 4th. And it's a one-day pass.
Take one. If
the council doesn't use them,
if people want one, I'll just take one.
Okay. That's it.
All right. So I guess we'll go to council and mayor comments. Connie?
Keep things going, and I think we owe all of the people that volunteer for those organizations. And in addition to that, yesterday, Mike Harper and I went to a OLCC, Local Government Law Enforcement Outreach on marijuana. Not to marijuana that's behind the scenes that we don't. Mike probably has a lot more because he sat through two. I only stayed for one. It's really interesting.
Oh yeah, I attended that with Don. Went to the regular session for law enforcement and for from the city level. And players are out there and the bad players. Last week I won the pink squeal on Saturday for cooking the cooking contest.
As far as me, I really appreciate everything that's happened recently. There's triumphs that need to be celebrated over at the Frontier Days. They did a great job starting from relatively nothing in the short amount of time that they got things accomplished. And then there's distinct challenges they're going to have to work on before they take in process. I went to the SLED board meeting yesterday. They previously had $8,200 in pledges and contributions to pay for our new director. A few days before that, I think like the 30th and the 1st and 2nd, I went out and got pledges for another $10,250. So now they have enough money to take and fund the city's part of the new economic director that we have. So that was a good thing for everybody. I think this has got to be a very good thing for our community. You know, I think he's a good guy. And I really would like to thank the community kitchen for everything that there is right now, but they'll overcome.
We will overcome.
That's right. All right, thank you everybody, and it was a good meeting.
And I'm gonna get you next week.